luxuriance, condominium, croissant, psychiatry, therapy. They're not just Sam from HAI's must-haves for the modern man. They're all words that, at one time, could have won you the National Spelling Bee, America's favorite 100-year-old child spelling competition. The winning kid gets the title, a big trophy, and $50,000. Many of you are probably familiar with this. Perhaps you got eliminated from your school's mandatory round because you put an H in a sign, for a random example. But you're probably less familiar with how the annual word list, with its eclairsis mont, psoriasis, and appoggiatura comes to be. Or rather, to be. Or on some occasions, not to be. So today we're talking about how the Scripps National Spelling Bee's word list gets made, the tech-driven arms race between the organization and our nation's children, and as a treat, how to spell koinonia. There are about 472,000 words in the Merriam-Webster Unabridged Dictionary, the source for all spelling bee words. Of those, about 120,000 are considered challenging enough for the bee, and a given year's list is over 1,000 words, with shorter lists in use at regional competitions that feed into the big May finale in Washington, D.C. No 2 years use the same list, and list makers don't even consult previous years as to make the new one. The goal, of course, is to challenge and eventually defeat all but one of the spellers, ideally in about 2 hours to crown a champion, the length of their ESPN time slot. This presents a challenge for the word list's architects. How do we make it hard enough that we don't spend 6 hours watching every little nerd smash words like cat, dog, and aglet, but not so hard that we knock out 90% of the competition in round one with cot, chihuahua, and aiguillette? The process of answering that question is shrouded in some mystery, but enough has come out over the years that we can piece together roughly how it works. From 1961 to 1984, it was basically a one-man operation, with the man in question being a guy named Jim Wagner, who handed off responsibility to another guy named Harvey Aluntuk. Pre-1961, I have no idea. Perhaps stone tablets from God? In 1985, they established a word selection panel, which is how the list still comes together today, though the panel has grown. As of 2009, there were 12 panelists. In 2023, there were 21. My calculations say they'll hit 100 around 2145. The panelists are generally word people. There's probably a better word for that, and the panelists likely know what it is. Many of them are former bee champions. In the panel's earlier days, the word search would take up the summer, starting after the previous year's bee crowned its champion. Good words were found on the radio, in magazines like The New Yorker, or in shopping catalogs hawking tough-to-spell products like rooibos tea or Jacker jackets. Panelists each brought their hall of words to a 2-day meeting in the fall where they'd make a rough draft of the list, then spend winter paring it down, then make a near-final list in February. At that point, Jacques Bailey, the Bee's perennial word pronouncer, would take the list and practice all the words before the final panel meeting in May, where they'd finalize the list before, well, the finals. Since those days, the panel has grown. Of the 21 panelists for the 2023 Bee, 5 were full-time Bee people, or Beeple, and 16 were contractors, with 5 former champions among them. They divide and conquer. Some folks specialize in finding and submitting words, others work on assembling the extra information, like definitions, example sentences, and languages of origin. Some panelists sort words by their difficulty, others work on questions for the newer vocabulary section of the Bee, which ask contestants to select a word's meaning from a multiple-choice answer list. The next year's list-making process begins as soon as the championship ends, and while I don't have as detailed a timeline for you, the Associated Press did get access to the word selection panel's final meeting. Beating before the bee. It was about 2 days ahead of the final, and the panel was picking and organizing words into what round they'd be used, or rather, in what round they'd be bemused. Sorry about all the bee puns, I'm just bemused. Anyway. Before being officially added to the list, Jacques Bailey reads every single word aloud to the panel, along with its language of origin, definition, part of speech, and example sentence, so they can identify potential issues like homophones. In every meeting, the lists are printed out on binders and forbidden to leave the room. Likewise, lists received by pronouncers at lower-level competitions that feed the final in DC are never sent digitally for fear they might leak. So, what makes a word work for the spelling bee? A while back, 538 studied all the words used from the second round and beyond of the 1996 to 2014 National Spelling Bees and found that words of Latin, Middle English, and French origin account for about 54% of words used in that period, the most popular by far. So those languages historically provide good bee words, though all languages of origin are allowed. Listmakers are primarily concerned with challenge. They want their words tough, but fair. A word like koinonia, the winning word in 2018, is a good challenge because it has two sounds in it. Koinonia. That sound can be made by any vowel in the English language, including Y. Soda, jacket, cavity, computer, burrito. These aren't just five more of Sam from HEI's must-haves for the modern man. They all use different letters for the So to spell koinonia, you have to figure out that it uses these. So that one's good tricky, but glide is bad tricky. It was axed last minute from the 2023 B because it had a similar but not identical spelling to another word with the same definition, glide. The speller would have a hard time knowing which one they were meant to spell and would likely get eliminated for that reason rather than any lack of spelling skills. At this point, the Scripps National Spelling Bee is not a battle between the nation's tweens to prove who's best at spelling, it's a battle between the nation's best spelling tweens and the people who make the list. Like I said at the beginning of the video, there was a time that you could win the whole bee by spelling therapy. There was a time the word selection panel could find their words in magazines. Those times have passed. In the last couple decades, the proliferation of online dictionaries, study tools, and coaching have contributed to an arms race between the adults who make the list and the kids who spell the words. One tool, Spell Pundit, costs $600 a year and promises that the 120,000 words they provide you will include every word the grown-ups pick for you when you step up to the mic. Champion Zaila Avant-Garde once said that she couldn't describe what bee prep would be like without it, but likened it to, quote, having a book with no pages. Spell Pundit isn't running on insider information, they're just that sure that they built their database with the same tools and priorities as the listmakers. You may remember the 2019 National Spelling Bee, the one that went 3 hours before crowning 8 co-champions because the organizers simply ran out of challenging words to give them. Those kids defeated the dictionary, and 6 of the 8 used Spell Pundit. That's to say nothing of the ever more available spelling coaches who can charge you over $200 an hour to turn you into a champion over Zoom. With the spellers' increasing skill and savvy, the word selection panel has their work cut out for them. Even with tools like Spell Pundit available, spellers can't and don't actually memorize all the 100,000 words they might face in competition. Instead, they learn roots, rules, and different languages' phonics. So over the years, as the kids get sharper, the bee has made some structural changes, like adding the aforementioned vocabulary round and a speed-based lightning round designed to produce one single winner. But it's also just fallen upon the word selectors to find and give harder words. Where once they would hesitate to include words of unknown origins or place names or trademarks, those words are now embraced. So goes the life of a spelling bee listmaker. You must always prove, time and again, and with increasing difficulty, that you are, in fact, smarter than a fifth grader. You gotta be pretty smart to outsmart these fifth graders, but if you want to outsmart data thieves, fishermen, and other cyber criminals, all you need is one click thanks to this video's sponsor, NordVPN. I'm guessing a lot of you know roughly what a VPN does. It allows you to access all the corners of the internet you use at home while abroad, and also offers an extra layer of privacy and protection to your browsing. And NordVPN does all that and more, and they do it better than anyone with the fastest VPN on the planet. You can connect to your VPN remotely and securely with a dedicated IP address, and with the help of Nord's threat protection and dark web monitor, avoid malware, stop trackers, and get notified if any of your information is showing up on the dark web. And all your activity is protected with next-gen encryption, so your business stays your business and yours alone. And again, you can have all this with just one well-placed click. Using my link, nordvpn.com/halfasinteresting, you can get a discount and 4 extra months of safe, smooth sailing online, so why not give it a shot? Your data thanks you.